You all want to hear from Adela Falk again. POW 420, Adela Falk, getting pot prisoners out of prison the way it's supposed to be done. Let's hear from Adela Falk.
All right, Boise, Infants. Are y'all having a good time today? All right, well, I thank all of you for pot smoking. And I thank all of you for being federally disobedient, because that's the way that we get rules to change. I mentioned this earlier, but every 36 seconds, someone is arrested for cannabis in the United States of America. It costs an average of $60 a day that your taxpayers' money pays for to keep these people incarcerated. So how many of y'all voted this year? Okay, so forget the president. Did you know that you're voting for your judges, your prosecutors, your district attorneys, the same people that are putting you in prison? So if you think voting doesn't matter, or that you're not making and taking any action by going and registering to vote, you're wrong. The only way that you can even get on to a jury to exercise jury nullification is if you have a driver's license from the DMV, or if you're registered to vote. So you can't even exercise your ability to take action if you guys aren't voting and making sure that this injustice is no longer going to happen. Do y'all think slave labor still exists in the United States of America?
Yes.
So a base inmate pay to being in prison is 9 cents an hour. 9 cents an hour. But if you have a high school diploma, that's 14 cents an hour. So every time you call a customer service representative, like let's say Victoria's Secret, you're talking to an inmate. You guys are talking to people that you're paying to keep in prison for something that we're celebrating doing at this exact moment. But nobody's voting. Nobody's going to jury duty. Nobody's taking action individually to end this war on drugs. We have to stop worrying about, I have my safe access, my children have their safe access, I can grow my four pot plants, and we need to worry about every single individual's oxymoronic safe access to cannabis. There's a new regime that can happen in any single moment that they can come in and arrest anybody they wanted. So if you guys are driving home today and you have pot on you and you get pulled over and the cop says, can I search your car? What do you say? If you let them search your car, you lose your evidentiary hearing, and all of your evidence will be used against you. So what's the other thing you do if you get pulled over by the cops? You shut the hell up. You don't say anything, because anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Now, I don't want to sound like a downer Debbie, but like I said, every 36 seconds in the United States of America, someone is arrested for pot. 60% of all of our prisons, whether they're federal or state, are for nonviolent drug offenders. Nonviolent drug offenders. 60% of our resources to keep people incarcerated could be going after rapists and murderers and actually keeping people safe. Marijuana has never killed anybody. Prohibition has. The cops coming to your door with guns at your face, throwing grenade bombs in and hurting your children, taking your children away through CPS. That is what is harmful. Anybody know the first state that put medical marijuana on the books? I wish that was true, and that's why I'm not preaching to the choir. We could thank Robert Randall for creating the IND program that allows two people to currently still receive 301 gram joints of marijuana from the federal government every month. 1975, New Mexico put medical marijuana on the books. The University of New Mexico issued 800 people marijuana for 8 years until the federal funding ceased. Why are we asking for rules and regulations for something that is doing us no harm? It is our body and our choices. Businesses will be regulated. What you do in your private home, what you grow in your house, and what you put in your body should not. Four plants is not enough. 12 plants is not enough. We need not settle for regulation. If there is a law that you're even entertaining and passing or entertaining and voting that will allow anybody to continue to be arrested for a pot plant, you vote no, because that is not legalization. That is regulation. And until we stop putting people in prison for pot, we're not ending this war. This game isn't over. There is no winners. We are easy. 99% of all arrests in the United States of America end in a plea deal. 99% of you will plea out because they are offering you such amazing incentives. You're looking at life and you're 35 years old and you're pregnant and you've been wanting to be a mom forever and you're looking at 30 years. But if you narc on this person, you'll be out in 18 months. Are you kidding me? We need to not blame people for being put in a situation that our government is putting us in. We need to stand in unity. We need to vote not guilty. We need to go to jury duty. We need to vote, and we need to take action, because it starts with every single one of you. One man, one woman can end prohibition. So the solution is what? And repeal cannabis from the Controlled Substance Act, right? No mens rea, no intent. It is a victimless crime. Nobody's been hurt. Sit on jury duty. Exercise jury nullification. Remain silent when it comes to you. Vote not guilty. And everybody who's a cultivator and a provider will feel the love and the warmth in the community, and we'll all be able to provide for one another, and we'll all be celebrating with all of our pot prisoners released. Oh, by the way, one really simple thing that we can do when we're writing initiatives, if you guys are making it an ailment-based initiative, put a little clause in there that says, or any other ailment which cannabis causes relief. Because a migraine to you may not feel like a migraine to that other person. And another little silly clause you could put in, within 30 days of passing this initiative or this proposal, all people in prison will be released. And we will no longer tolerate anybody being arrested for a plant. And that's what we're here today to remember and to celebrate. And be safe driving home. Never consent to a search and seizure. And always remain silent. And donate to Idaho HempFest, because without this, then this education wouldn't be happening. And I am appreciative of it. And thank you guys.